Blog Talk Radio.
There's a place dear to me where I'm longing to be with my friends at the old country church. There with mother we went and our Sundays were spent with my friends at the old country church.
Precious years of memory, oh what joy they bring to me.
How I long once more to be with my friends at the old country church. As a small country boy, how my heart beat with joy when I knelt in the old country church. And the Savior above, by His wonderful love, saved my soul in the old country church.
Precious years of memory. Oh, what joy they bring to me.
How I long once more to be with my friends at the old country church. My thoughts make me weep, for so many now sleep in their graves near the old country church. And sometime I may rest with the friends I love best in a grave near the old country church.
Precious years of memory. Oh, what joy they bring to me.
With my friends at the old country church.
Well, good evening, everyone, and greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus. Let us go to the Father in prayer. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, here once again, as we open your word, I'm asking the Holy Spirit to come forward to be our guide and to give us the word that you want us to receive, and open our hearts and our minds to be receptive, so that, Father, we get a better information out of this, your word, and the truth, so that, Father, we will not be deceived by those that are teaching contrary to thy word, Father. Things that sounds real good, but it will lead everyone astray. Well, Father, be with us throughout this study, and we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. We're in the 8th chapter of Luke now, and we're going to be dealing back here with some parables. And as we deal with this 8th chapter, I'm going to ask all of you that has been going through the Gospels with me to see how much of this chapter you have already forgotten. Now, beginning here with verse 1. And it came to pass, after that he went throughout every city and village, preaching and showing the glad tidings of the kingdom of God, and the 12 were with him. We're talking about Jesus here. And certain women which had been healed of evil spirits and infirmities, Mary called Magdalene, out of whom seven devils, and Joanna, the wife of Chazaz, Herod Stewart, and Susanna, and many others which ministered unto him of their substance. Now, you know, here in these first three verses, we're getting here a glimpse into Jesus, his traveling arrangements, and the presence of women in such a group in that day and time was perhaps unusual. Jesus' work was apparently financed by people such as Luke mentions here. So you see, this Chuzah appears to have been a man of rank. He may have been the source of information regarding John the Baptist's faith in Herod's court. And Mary Magdalene was a woman from Magdala, a town in the western bank of the Sea of Galilee. And Jesus cast seven demons out of her. And you know, to associate Mary with a past of immorality and to identify her as the sinful woman of Luke chapter 7 seems incorrect, since she gained not only a position of prominence in the Gospels, but also a position of leadership among the women who followed Christ. Mary Magdalene, whom Jesus had apparently healed of mental and physical infirmities, was probably a wealthy woman who both supported and traveled with Christ. Mary also ministered to Christ before and after his crucifixion. And you know, here too, and she was the first to see Christ resurrected. Though the events are somewhat confusing, Mary apparently started out with the other women, but was the first to arrive at the tomb. She at once told Peter and John of the empty sepulcher, and later the other women arrived confirming the story to all when Peter and the beloved disciples ran to the tomb. Mary followed. She lingered behind, weeping at the tomb, and saw two angels, and finally Christ himself. You know, there's not much said about the ladies and these women that were traveling with Christ and his apostles. Because, yes, we can really imagine that in that day and time, that would have been unusual. But they were taking care, they were following and going with him and taking care of them, really, and of the needs they had that needed help. Now, verse 4. And when much people were gathered together and were come to him out of every city by a parable. Now, here we're going to get into the parables again. A sower went out to sow his seed, and as he sowed, some fell by the wayside, and it was trodden down, and the fowls of the air devoured it. 6. Some fell upon a rock, and as soon as it was sprung up, it withered away because it lacked moisture. 7. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprang up with it and choked it. And others fell on ground, on good ground, and sprang up and bare fruit 100-fold. And when he had said these things, he cried, "He that has ears to hear, let him hear." Most, when they read this, they have no idea of the meaning of that, unless they are his child and have the Holy Spirit. 9. And his disciples asked him, saying, "What might this parable be?" But you see, they wouldn't understand it either, because they at this time were not actually filled and baptized with the Holy Spirit. Once in a while, Jesus would send the Spirit with them to go and do work he was sending them to do. But then when that work was over, they were back on their own of following him. Now, 10. And he said unto you, "It is given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God, but to others in parables, that seeing they might not see, and hearing they might not understand." And we know that those that are walking in darkness will not understand. Now, because we're told that too, we'll be getting into down the road. 11. Now the parable is this. The seed is the word of God. Uh-oh. Why do we need the word of God? Because it's seed to us. It is to grow. But has it been planted on good ground? And what are we doing with it? 12. Those by the wayside are they that hear, then cometh the devil and taketh away the word out of their hearts, lest they should believe and be saved. You see, once you reach out for the Lord Jesus, you're going to face Satan, because he's going to try to drag you away before you make it there, because he knows then you can get strong enough that he can't drag you away. He knows that. Now, 13. They on the rock are they which, when they hear, receive the word with joy. And these have no root. In other words, you don't have any root, no foundation in the church or with those that belong to the Lord God. which for a while believe, and in time of temptation, they fall away. You see, Jesus is explaining this parable to his disciples. Now, and those, even that are babes, still feeding on milk, they can understand what he's talking about because he's breaking it down for us. Now, 14. And that which fall among thorns are they which, when they have heard, go forth and are choked with cares and riches and pleasures of this life, and bring no fruit to perfection. What a warning we're getting there. Now, 15. But that on the good ground are they which in an honest and good heart, having heard the word, keep it, and bring forth fruit with patience. You know, we are told about things that God gives us that we need, and we have already studied and read about this, where he has told us that we need patience, because there are times that we need to wait upon the Lord and not be making moves on our own. 16. Now, this is another parable. No man, when he has lighted a candle, covered it with a vessel, or put it under a bed, but set it on a candlestick, that they which enter in may see the light. For nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest, neither anything hid that shall not be known and come abroad. 18. Take heed therefore how you hear. For whosoever asks to him shall be given, and whosoever has not from him shall be taken, even that which he seemeth to have. 19. Then came to him his mother and his brother, and could not come at him for the press. In other words, they couldn't get through the multitude. They were so many, they couldn't get to him. 20. And it was told him by certain which said, thy mother and thy brother stand without, desiring to see thee. 21. And he answered and said unto them, my mother and my brother are these which hear the word of God and do it. You see how strong we are to walk with him, that it even really takes the place of our mothers and our brothers. Now, and all the power he's got is amazing. And we really should never forget that. 22. Now it came to pass on a certain day that he went into a ship with his disciples, and he said unto them, let us go over into the other side of the lake, and they launched forth to go. We're doing what he told them to do, putting out the cross. 23. But as they sailed, he fell asleep, and there came down a storm of wind on the lake, and they were filled with water and were in jeopardy. 24. And they came to him and woke him, saying, Master, Master, we perish. Then he arose and rebuked the wind and the raging of the water, and they ceased, and there was a calm. Now, here in 25. And he said unto them, where is your faith? Because you see, they could have done the same thing, but they didn't have the faith to do it. That's what's different from it. And he's letting them know what. And they, being afraid, wondered, saying one to another, what manner of man is this? For he commanded even the wind and water, and they obeyed him. And you and I are told that we can do all things through him. Are you living your life through the Lord Jesus? Because if you are, you'll be surprised at the things you can accomplish. Now, 26. And they arrived at the country of the Gadareans, which is over against Galilee. And when he went forth to land, there met him out of the city a certain man which had devils long time, and wore no clothes, neither abode in any house, but in the tombs. Now this one is so bad off that he's got no clothing or nothing, and he lives in the tombs. Now, 28. When he saw Jesus, he cried out and fell down before him and with a loud voice said, what have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of God Most High? I beseech thee, torment me not. You see, even Satan and his demons, his devils, they know Jesus. And yet here we are, most of mankind that don't know him and rejects him to go their own selfish, prideful ways. Now, 22. Now it came to pass on a certain day that he went into a ship with his disciples, and he said unto them, let us go over unto the other side of the lake. And they launched forth. Well, we've been there. We just finished that. 29. Where this demon was asking him not to torment him. 29. For he had commanded the unclean spirit to come out of the man, for oftentimes it had caught him, and he was kept bound with chains and in fetters. And he brake the bands and was driven of the devil, the wilderness. 30. And Jesus asked him, saying, what is thy name? And he said, Legion, because many devils were entered into him. Wasn't just one or two. He said, Legion. Which is many, many. Pardon me. 31. They besought him that he would not command them to go out into the deep. 32. And there was there a herd of many swine feeding on the mountain, and they besought him that he would suffer them to enter into them, and he suffered them. Now, he suffered them. 33. Then went the devil out of the man and entered into the swine, and the herd ran violently down a steep place into the lake and were choked. They didn't want them either. They run into the lake. Now, 34. When they that fed them saw what was done, they fled and went and told it in the city and in the country. Then they went out to see what was done and came to Jesus and found the man out of whom the devils were departed, sitting at the feet of Jesus. Here the man sits out of the feet of Jesus, bold and in his right mind. And they were afraid. Now they're afraid because power of the Lord Jesus Christ. 36. They also, which saw it, told them by what means he that was possessed of the devil was healed. They're telling them how it all happened. 37. Then the whole multitude of the country of the Gadarenes round about besought him to depart from them, for they were taken with great fear. They're not understanding, now they're afraid of him. Now they're wanting him to leave. And he went up into the ship and returned back again. 38. Now the man out of whom the devils were departed besought him that he might be with him, but Jesus sent him away, saying, return to thy own house and show how great things God has done unto thee. He's wanting him to go and show his house, his home, and his people, what God has done. And he went his way and published throughout the whole city how great things Jesus had done unto him. And it came to pass that when Jesus was returned, the people gladly received him, for they were all waiting for him. Now they're not afraid. They're waiting for him now because most of them are in need of healing and being cleansed. Now, 41. And behold, there came a man named Jairus, and he was the ruler of the synagogue, and he fell down at Jesus' feet and besought him that he would come into his house. And he's asking Jesus to come into his house. 42. For he had one only daughter, about 12 years of age, and she lay a dying. But as he went, the people thronged him. In other words, they're getting all around him to slow him down and to keep him from moving. 43. And a woman having an issue of blood, 12 years, which had spent all her living upon physicians, neither could be healed of any. These doctors and physicians couldn't heal her. And she's had this issue of blood 12 years. 44. Came behind him and touched the border of his garment. And immediately her issue of blood cessed. In other words, it stopped. It's been healed. Now, when Jesus said, who touched me? When all denied, Peter and they that were with him said, Master, the multitude thronged thee and pressed thee and sayest thou, who touched me? A bunch of them is bound to have been touching you. And Jesus said, somebody has touched me, for I perceive that virtue is gone out of me. 47. And when the woman saw that she was not hid, she came trembling and falling down before him. She declared unto him, before all the people, for what cause she had touched him, and how she was healed immediately. She's confessing now to him and telling him. 48. And he said unto her, daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith has made thee whole. Go in peace. Here is another one now that he has told that their faith had made them whole. Now, we know that it was the Holy Spirit that was in the Lord Jesus Christ that done it. Now, 49. While he yet spake these, there cometh one from the ruler of the synagogue's house, saying to him, thy daughter is dead. Trouble not the master. 50. But when Jesus heard it, he answered him, saying, fear not, believe only, and she shall be made whole. 51. When he came into the house, he suffered no man to go in, save Peter and James and John. He took those three in with him, and the father and the mother of the maiden. And that's all he would take into the house, because you see, he don't want doubt and unbelief in them with him at this time. Now, 52. And all wept and bewailed her, but he said, weep not. She is not dead, but sleepeth. And they laughed him to scorn, knowing that she was dead. And he put them all out and took her by the hand and called, saying, Maid, arise. And her spirit came again. And she arose straightway, and he commanded to give her meat. See here. 56. And her parents were astonished, but he charged them that they should tell no man what was done. We have come to the end of chapter 8. Chapter 9 is another one that is going to be quite lengthy. In fact, there's 62 verses to it. So we're going to stop here for the evening. God willing, tomorrow night we'll be picking up here, because in the morning, Pastor Dennis is going to be bringing us a message that God has given him. So, now, each one of you, try to be with us tomorrow. That's Sunday. Try to be with us. Let's give Brother Dennis our prayers and our support as he speaks what the Spirit gives him to say. Let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, once again, as we close your word, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the Lord Jesus, and we thank you for the Holy Spirit. And Father, we pray always for Jerusalem and Israel, for peace for them. But more than that, we pray for them to accept the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior and as their Messiah, and come out from behind the Mosaic law. And Father, this land in which we live, you know the evil that's in it. You know where that evil comes from. We're asking, Father, for that evil to be removed and replaced by those that are yours, that are walking in righteousness, that love you, love the Lord, love your people, love the church and this country, this land in which we live, and will work with us to put our land here in our nation, Father, back upon the solid foundation of your word and the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, for those that are with me in this ministry, I pray for them. I pray that they stay in health and that their needs are all met. Brother Dennis Lee, Brother Kenny Powers, James Taylor, Sister Amy, her husband Tom and her son Jacob, for Bobby and Millie Johnson, for myself, and for all of our families, our children, our grandchildren, and great-grandchildren, Father, that the Holy Spirit can work within the families and help to bring them out of darkness and into the light, that light being the Lord Jesus Christ, so that none be lost. and all can make and will make heaven their home. Now, Father, as we come to a close for this evening and the night, let us rest through the night, Father. But wake us in time for us to be together again in the morning at 10 a.m. Eastern Time and back into your word. Back with you in the Lord Jesus Christ, Holy Spirit. Now, Father, I ask all of this in that sweet, precious name of Jesus. Amen. All right, everyone. I pray you will have a great night and that you'll stay close to the Lord and your Savior. Walk with him. Talk with him. And talk to the Father. Have a great one now. And a good evening.